Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Chafez, Chapter 22, and we are up to Part 3 of our discussion. Continuing from Pasuk Dalet, which should sound familiar to all of us, we're going to put Pasuk Dalet first by itself and then together with Hey and Vav. Now, it should look familiar because we say it is part of Uval HaZion, part of Kedusha. It's a common Pasuk that we often say. Zata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael, and you, referring to Hashem, you are holy, you are sacred, sanctified, and the Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael sits upon the praises of Yisrael, which at face value would seem to mean that he's Yoshev Umetzapeh, as Chazal say. He sits and waits for the praises or the davening of Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk seems to be saying. If you read it together with, we'll see in a minute who says this amazing ha'ara, amazing insight. If you put it together with Pesukim Hey and Vav, we have a fascinating combination. Listen to Pesukim Hey and Vav. Becha batchu avoseinu, batchu vatifaltimo. So in you, again, Hashem, our fathers trusted, our ancestors trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. Eilecha za'achu v'dimlatu, becha batchu v'lovoshu. They cried, they screamed out to you, and they were rescued. And they were trusted in you, and they were not shamed. They were not embarrassed to do so. The Malbim amazingly puts these psukim together into a beautiful package. What does the Pasuk Dalet have to do with Hashem as a Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael? Sits on the praises of Bnei Yisrael together with the expression of our forefathers and their faith and how they relied on Hashem and how he answered them. What's the connection? So writes the Malbim something truly amazing. He says there's a package here. What's the package? He writes that the word Yoshev means that something doesn't change. If someone's an omeid, this is in Chazal and Machshava certainly a lot, an omeid means somebody who's up, moving around, not stagnant, kind of fluid. But a Yoshev denotes a person or a being, Hashem in this case, who's sitting with no change. And so the two psukim, Hey and Vav, say, hold on one second. Our forefathers, our ancestors, our patriarchs, matriarchs called out to you, relied on you, trusted in you, and you answered them. So you're Yoshev. No, God, you haven't changed. You're the same God. You're Haya Hoveviya. You were, you are, and you will be. You haven't changed. So why should I be any less trustworthy, any less answered than they were? So it's a fascinating strategy that David HaMelech here refers to Esther Hamalka, as we said 2 weeks ago. This is about Esther Hamalka's tefillos that she used. In other words, saying Hashem's a Yoshev is to our benefit, because if really he always had the trust of our ancestors and they cry out to him and he answered them, why are we any different? We are also facing calamity, facing challenge, and we want the same treatment. That's a very powerful idea from that Takadosh. Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael, followed by those two psukim, Hey and Vav. It's kedai to look inside always. I refer to things very quickly, but please look inside. It's a beautiful sequence to focus on. Pasuk Zayin, moving on. Rashi points out, you'll notice, is written in singular, not in plural, although it really refers to the entire Bnei Yisrael. Followed up, Vanochi solas velo ish, cherpas adam uvezoy am. I'm a worm, and not a person, not a man, scoring derision of humanity, despised by all nations. What a contrast from previous psukim praising the deliverance of God, the forefathers, and now what's going on. So number one, Rashi points out, we have to realize that it's written in Anochi, but it really refers to the entire Bnei Yisrael. We're one entity, one group. Both the Sforno and the Malbim here make an important point, also a great ha'ara, which is that, you know, it's one thing when somebody says, you know, I haven't believed, and therefore I haven't lost out, right? But all the faith that David HaMelech here says, / Esther HaMalka, that I've put into Hashem, that I've put into you, would all be for no one. Okay, I can deal with that. In other words, if somebody davens, and then we know it happens, we daven for something, and we're always listened to and answered. It's not always the answer that we want, but we're always heard by Hashem. That's something we believe in. That's the Iker Emunah, a main pillar of faith of a Jew and of the Torah. However, that's one level. Okay, we weren't answered. But it's another thing completely, entirely different, that when we put the trust in Hashem and we're not answered, not only do we not get answered, but because we trusted in God, we are given to be scorned and derided by the nations. It's a source of embarrassment and shame for us. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I can handle you not answering me. Maybe the answer is no, I get that. But to also at the same time, because of the fact that I cast all my faith in you, be scorned for it and be embarrassed at Bozayam and like a worm, that really is too painful for a person to bear. That's almost like, saying to God, like, you owe me this. You owe me this. No, I shouldn't have to deal with both these things, saying, getting the no, not getting the answer of the needs that I'm asking for, but also having to be treated in such a lowly way by people around me. That's already too much for a person to handle. I want to just add one point, Pasuk Zion. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Peites Aleph 89a takes this Pasuk and makes it part of a package, which is actually very important because it talks about the approach of a Jew versus that of a Gentile. Notice here, I'm a tolas, I'm bezoyam, I'm lowly, it's a very humble approach to God. Some have a very arrogant approach to God. You owe me, I'm such an important person, I need to be treated a certain way. So the Gemara in Chulin there, Peites 89a, says, Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'Yisrael, God says to B'nai Yisrael, choshkani b'chem. I care about you. I love you. Shafilu b'shah shani mashpi alachem gedula, atem ma'atin atmechem lefanai. Even at the time where I give you greatness, I see that you lower yourselves before me. You're humble. You lower yourselves. Nasati gedula Avram, I gave greatness to Avram Avinu. Amar lefanai v'anochi afavayifer. He said in front of me, I am nothing. I'm dirt. I'm dust. Even though I made him an ambassador of God to all the world, I gave him power. Lemoshe v'Aaron, to Moshe and Aaron. Amar chunan anachnu ma. Who are we? The David, I gave it to David. And what do we read here? Amar anochi solas lo ish. I'm more than not a person. But the Gentile world, not the same way. Nasaji gedula leNimrod, I give greatness to Nimrod. What did he say? Amar hava nivna lanu ir. Let's go build a tower to fight against God. The Pharaoh, I gave it to Pharaoh. Amar mi Hashem, who's God? L'sancheiriv, Amar mi b'chol Elohi ha'arasos. Who's the God of all the nations? L'mukhadnetzar, Amar alei al bamsei av. I'm going to conquer all of the nations. The Chira Melatzur, Amar Moshe of Elohim, Yashati Belev Yamim. The point the Gemara is trying to make is that all of these leaders were given power, given authority, and they basically acted with arrogance, not just towards people, but towards God as well. Our approach is very different, always with humility. Anochi Afar Va'ifer, I'm humble, I'm a worm. That's always the approach of a Jew. A very important point that the Gemara makes here on Pasuk Zion. Lastly for today, moving on to Pasuk Yud Aleph. I wanted to mention just in the middle, I totally forgot to mention that today's Tehillim learning is dedicated to the refuah, the health of Mordechai ben Zelda. He should have a refuah shalema. Pasuk Yud Aleph makes also an important point. And one would think, by the way, I was thinking about this as I read it, that Pasuk Yud Aleph is detached from our previous discussion. But Rav Hirsch makes a very tight connection. Alecha hashlachti merechem. I was cast upon you from birth. Mibeken imi eliata. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Happened to be the Medrash Rabba also points out this is the third time we have the word Eli. Now, Eli, we have in Pasuk Beis, and a third Eli, which maybe corresponds, the Medrash says, to the three mitzvos that women take on themselves. Nidah, Halachas Aner, and Chala, which we say Friday night in Mishnayos and Masechet Shabbos. Very nice idea, and that's what gives us even more confidence as the Medrash itself repeats over and over and over again. This entire chapter was said by Esther Amalka in the Purim story. But Rav Hirsch makes an interesting point here. He says that from the beginning of time, when we were created and we were in our mother's womb, we were put into a very subpar situation, one which, under normative circumstances, normative conditions, we couldn't have survived. But I have always done so, believed in you, because that's what we do. That's who we are. In other words, so the point is that you yourself have to admit that you've always taken care of me, because if not, I couldn't have made it until now. So again, going back now, wrapping it up, making a full circle connection, v'atakadosh yoshev kilos yisrael, not only for the avos and the imos, but the point that David HaMelech says here, you, Hashem, took care of me because I was born into a world where, as we know, sadly, a Jew is born into a very difficult world. A lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulty living in Golos, even in Eretz Yisrael. We should hopefully hear news of peace. It's very, very challenging. And so, God, you always took care of us. So don't let go now. Help us now as well. And we should end with the tefillah as we're going through a very difficult time with attacks in Eretz Yisrael and anti-Semitism around the world. Hopefully we should, put our faith in God. Hopefully he should answer our tefillos to give us all good health and peace and good things for our entire communities, for the guidance of the entire Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully we should hear good news very, very soon. Wishing all of you a wonderful, uplifting, and meaningful day. And Mirza Hashem, see you next week for part 4 of chapter 22, Perek Chafes.